SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says he and Russia's Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the Ukraine war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In what is believed to be his first phone call with Putin since returning to the White House, the president said the two leaders had a lengthy and highly productive conversation. He wrote on social media that he and Putin agreed to have our respective teams start negotiations immediately and would be alerting Ukrainian President Zelensky. Mr. Trump said he and Putin pledged to work together very closely and also agreed to visit one another's nations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tulsi Gabbard has been confirmed as the Director of National Intelligence, but not without controversy. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blamed President Trump for pressuring Republicans into supporting the Gabbard nomination.
If we had a secret ballot, Gabbard might get 10 votes and 40 against her from the other side. People know. That's why they raise so many questions. But Donald Trump and Elon Musk evidently threatened them, and they're changing their view.
While Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Charles Grassley says his conversations with Gabbard persuaded him of her competence.
Gabbard's job will be simply to make sure that the intelligence community is able to provide the best, unbiased information to help President Trump make the proper decisions.
Gabbard is a military veteran and a former Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 225 points, the NASDAQ rose 6, the S&P down 16. This is SRN News. A British Christian charity takes on OnlyFans.
Officials with CARE are urging authorities in the UK to investigate the website, which allows people to post any kind of video for pay, but is primarily a pornography site. CARE says there are too many allegations that OnlyFans is spreading child porn and benefiting from human trafficking, and it's time for the government to look into it. Similar demands are coming from nonprofit organizations here in the U.S. where the problem is especially bad. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in some states are pushing measures to crack down on abortion pills or penalize women who obtain abortions. Some of the efforts appear to be stalled this year. It's too early to tell whether others will gain traction. Several states have banned abortion, but only Louisiana so far has specifically classified certain abortion drugs as controlled dangerous substances. The move can increase penalties for people who possess them without prescriptions. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks fell after a report said inflation is unexpectedly worsening for Americans. The S&P 500 dropped 0.3%, though it had been on track for a much worse loss of 1.1% at the start of trading. The Dow fell 0.5%, while the NASDAQ composite wound up little changed. Stocks pared their losses through the day as oil prices eased. Treasury yields leaped to crank up the pressure on financial markets after the morning's inflation report showed an unexpected acceleration for January. That reinforced bets the Federal Reserve may not cut interest rates this year. The Dow up 225 points to close at 44,368. The NASDAQ gained 6 points to 19,649. The S&P 500 dropped 16 to 6051. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.